I'd had some hot manager instead of being self-managed, maybe I would have gotten the serious show I always deserved. I mean, whose record collection is cooler, anybody on Underground Garage or me? I could have guests on and say, so Ralph Nader, what do you think of this song by Wesley Willis? And questions not even you would think to ask somebody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Jello Biafra, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want. At least you think it's like you want, because even Underground Media's job is to program you to want what they want you to want.
I want you to want me.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
You know that I am a rock legend, and to my right sits Mike Routier.
You decide to show up for once, huh? Usually I gotta fax this shit in.
Man. We are in San Francisco. We are coming to you live, and your boy Mike Routier has put together an extravaganza of sight, sound, and sodomy this week, Mike.
Well, a little help from you as well. You did this fantastic interview with the one and only Mr. Constitution himself, Jello Biafra.
You know, I didn't make fun of him the whole time, but I wanted to.
How could you? I mean, of course not. Why would you?
Jello is a fascinating fellow. He's making a new record now for the Guantanamo Bay School of Medicine. And
You guys are hanging out in the studio or something? Were you laying down some tracks
with him? I was privileged to get to hang out a bit, lay down some tracks a bit.
Were you doing a little backing vocal? Or
backing
you ukulele
vocals.
Or the spoons? Or
did a lot of spoons, a lot
blocks
of ukulele,
with, like, the
zither.
On it?
I did zither.
Zither.
So it was great.
Zither solo.
Jello is back. But we got everything this week, Mike. Everything except for an estrogen OD. We left the ladies out. We got It Came from the Garage.
Of course.
We're going globe-trotting. And, of course, there's a guilty pleasure from our old friend Adam the Parf Barfrey.
And speaking of back, Man or Astro Man just released a 7-inch first time, like 15 years or something. We got a brand new one from them as well. World premiere exclusive.
Stoked to have them back. Man or Astro Man, the only band, right, from Arkansas.
That's the only one. One band from the whole state.
One band from Arkansas. That
tons of Jello on this Jello Spectacular on radio.
Like you want?
Give me an L. L. Give me your money.
Sure.
What's that spell?
Mall.
What's that spell?
Show me mall.
Greed. You're a victim, time to leave. No matter if your family's lived here 30 years. 47% of the people who will vote for the president no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and government should give it to them. These are people who pay no income tax. 47% of Americans pay no income tax. So our message of low taxes doesn't connect. You'll be out there talking about tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's what they sell every 4 years.
Yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly State Frederick at punkdudes.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music. Today's brand new music is loud, fast, and short. It's from a band called The School Jerk. They got a brand new album out. The song is called On Every Corner.
Courtesy of John Gentile, On Every Corner is the name of that one from their self-titled debut. I'm assuming debut there.
We are pumping out the brand new music, Mike. Always giving the people just what they need on the cutting edge.
Man or Astro Man, before that, they are back on the attack. They got a new single out, Astro Analog Series. That's number one. They're going to do a whole bunch of them. It's going to have the whole album on it. And then, of course, the album is out. Everyone does that nowadays. That's the way it's done, bud. Each of the 7 inches, though, will have a non-album track, and that's what we heard, Mr. Spaceman right there. And before that, way back to 1990, Jello Biafra with DOA. That's Progress.
Canada's finest. Now, I guess Joey Shithead has political aspirations. Is that what you're telling me? Does the surname Shithead hold you back?
I think he's dropping that one.
Is that kind of racism still at play? That if you are a proud shit American or a shit Canadian,
there you go. Canuck.
You can't be represented with a name like Shithead?
Not to the general public. I don't think it's going to fly in the political process.
How about Feces Cranium?
He might dial it back a little, maybe. Just soften it a little.
Suppose it was Joseph Feces Cranium. Would that work?
Sir, maybe Sir Feces or something?
We talked to Jello Biafra this week, Mike. It's coming up.
Radio Like You Want.
I am here with Jello Biafra, rock legend. Now, Jello, you are recording a brand new record for the Guantanamo School of Medicine.
It's called White People and the Damage Done, and it includes the title track, which barely touches on the Native American situation. That probably needs a separate song, but just things like starting the Mujahideen in Afghanistan to trick the Soviets into invading, and then look what happens when you don't clean up the mess, or overthrowing the democratically elected government in Iran in the 50s and putting the Shah in, and now look where we are with Iran, where they could have been our friends all this time. Just little things like that. Racketeering, Pinochet, oil disasters every day. Crops you grew for centuries, now patented Monsanto seeds. Pacify and civilize means fences, toxic waste and mines. The Ark of the Lost Raiders, Fukushima's every time. And that's just part of it.
So the theme
that, that's the title track. Other songs include The Brown Lipstick Parade. So let's just say that I got it from Frank Zappa when he looked Al Gore and these other creeps trying to ban music for Gore's wife in that committee hearing, saying nobody looks good with brown lipstick. You know, it's how things are done inside the Beltway in D.C., the City Hall in San Francisco, and corrupt places big and small. There's that one. Then there's, what else have we got? Werewolves of Wall Street, Shockupy as a tribute and solidarity to the Occupy movement, Crapture about the fundamentalist Sarah Palinoid, Rick Perry vision of the Armageddon, the rapture coming true, and all these fundamentalist bigots all fly nude into the sky, just like the Jack T. Chick comics predicted. But instead of us all burning up and being miserable, we're all happy and celebrating. No more Tim Tebow ever again. And we can put the planet back together, and the global warming deniers are all in a better and hotter place. So that's what that one's about. Barack Star Obama, that's another song.
But he's not white. Are black people smarter? Are Asians smarter? I don't know. Everyone seems pretty dumb to me. I never felt they were any smarter than me. I'm pretty white.
I just thought it was a provocative title in the tradition of Kill the Poor and things like that that'll get people to pay attention.
So this record is a continuation of your crusade against corporate and religious
all things
stupidity.
Corrupt and stupid.
Now, this band, the Guantanamo School of Music, actually got you in with a band again and rocking. So how has that been different, hitting the road, playing music again? Is it like the old days of the Kennedys reborn, or what? Are you decking in out there on the road? What's happening?
In some ways, up and down it is, right down to us being paid about the same amount of money as dead Kennedys got, only inflation has made everything cost 20 times as much. So, you know, we're hanging in there, and doing better outside of the borders of the United States, even in Canada, we are here so far. But, you know, it's a brick-by-brick thing in this day and age, and I haven't had time to put another spoken word thing together, and people are starting to clamor for that again, too, but I can only do so many things at one time, and at least now all these songs I've had piled up all this time, plus some brand new ones, can actually see the light of day and get performed. So it's kind of, you know, got my mojo back in a way, thanks to the Melvins prodding me along. We're going to play live, whether you like it or not. And I didn't decide I didn't want to play live. It's just, I did make a list at one point for the other guys in my current band of songs from my past I wanted to play, and it was like a Grateful Dead length set list, so there's no way we're ever going to learn all of those. And plus, every old thing we put in, we have to take a new song out.
So what are some of the old songs from your past that you'd like to bring back? Maybe we'll play a couple on the show here.
Well, trust your mechanic. Nobody's done that in a long time. All the plastic surgery disasters.
Too Drunk to Fuck? That was my introduction
we do,
to the Kennedys.
We do
and
do
all-time
that.
My favorite by you.
We do. Do that one.
Went to a party, and it's all night. I made 16 beers in the side of a mind. When I'm chilling, you're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs, too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. I like the stories. I love the gun. Shoot it after twice, as I love the world of fun.
did. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I did the right to fight. I did the right to fight. Do you drink? Do you fight? It's all I need right now. Do you drink the fight? You took a run to fight. Too drunk, too fat. I said stop the hit, you killed. Too drunk to fight. I've got a drop. My head's a mess. The only salvation is I'll never see you again. You give me a hand, it makes it worse. Take out your fucking retainer, put it in your purse. Too drunk to fight. You took the right to fight. Too drunk to fight. It's all I need right now. All right, hey, I'm never like an ass baby. All right, hey, and now I got diarrhea. Too drunk to fight. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're somebody who's comfortable with the new technology. I mean, you were with Al Jurgensen years ago doing Lard. You're not one of those guys that says, no, it has to be old school rock and roll. You'll play around with the new technologies and the new drum systems and stuff like that.
Well, most of Ministry and Revolting Cox and Lard is not drum machines. I mean, the very last Ministry album I heard, The Last Sucker, is. I mean, it's obvious, but that's very rare for Al. I mean, what kind of got me about when we did Last Temptation of Reed, the first full-length Lard, and when he was talking about songs I want to play, I mean, Pineapple Face would kill live off of that album. Fireball off the Tumor Circus album, whatever. Anyway, Al would go to great lengths to get these killer drum sounds out of Jeff Ward's drum kit. And then to keep everything clean, a basic track would be nothing but kick and snare. Cymbals, toms, all replaced by pillows or a pillow on top so Jeff could do his moves and play right, but that was all you, and the bass was direct into the board, so that would be recut too by Paul Barker later, and that was a basic track. All toms and cymbals overdubbed, everything. And then, when it was time to mix, amazing drum sounds, but immediately the samples went on as well, and the triggers and stuff.
finally found a job. I've been looking for fucking 2 years with no luck at all. I went down to the school district to apply as an AV man. They said we'll have an opening in 2 years. In the meantime, how'd you like to drive a school bus? I was starving, so I said, sure. So first day on the job. One after another. Little children filed in the bus. At first, I could handle it. Slowly but surely, one voice after another, pulling hair, spinning gum, knifing. This is a forced busing school.
Mind in this way.
Back with Jello Biafra. Now, Jello, you do have an intense record collection. I've never seen anything like it, and your tastes are super eclectic. They run the gamut. You enjoy a lot of what people call outsider art or something like that, but you really value them and take them seriously. You were talking with me before about Wesley Willis. You were one of his great champions. Who are some of the weird characters that people should know about?
I've been listening to Nicodemus a fair amount again lately.
No idea,
he's a Detroit artist. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he and David Eugene Edwards of Woven Hand and 16 Horsepower fame, you know, very current artist, you know, are so far up on the pinnacles of that much abused term acid folk, nothing else comes close to me. Nicodemus is half Mescalero Apache, but he's almost a genre unto himself. You get these Native American rhythms, you get a semi-acoustic or electric guitar and hand percussion and a voice that'll send chills down your spine. He's essentially the Robert Johnson of a genre where he's the only member. Stubborn man that he is, refused to give in. I mean, he also was president of a motorcycle club in Detroit for many, many years, and I guess is still the wild old, wise old owl if disputes arise, but he doesn't write anymore.
Do you write music?
Almost everything I've done came out of my head, yeah.
So you, what's your method of writing
music?
Do you talk to the musicians and tell them this is what I'd like to hear?
I sing them the notes. The early Dead Kennedy songs that I wrote, I didn't write all of them, and some of the best ones
down.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. By that time, that was what I was doing. The early ones, I played single string on a guitar. That's about as far as I ever got with an instrument. Finally, around the time of Chemical Warfare, I think that was the last one I taught by voice to the band, and then otherwise, you know, Klaus said, I mean, you can sing good enough. Just sing us the parts, and we'll figure it out. And not everybody can do that, but Klaus was very, very good at it, and Ralph and Kimo, the guitarist of my current band, and Andrew Weiss are very good at it, too. And
so that's your method. You sing the melody. Have you already written it, like, as a poem, or...?
Well, by the time I bring it to the band, you know, it's almost always, you know, everything's arranged. not always the right way, but you know, up until Frankenchrist, every single arrangement was right the first time. Then it began to change.
Well, we're going to play a little bit of Mr. Jello Biafra. We're going to dig into the crates. We're on Radio Like You Want. I'm here tonight with Jello. We're at Hyde Street Studios, and we're throwing some group vocals on the new Guantanamo Bay record that complains about whiteness. And
it doesn't complain about whiteness. It claims about what some people have done to other people that has blown up in our fucking face. And we do it again and again and again. We're supporting a bunch of death squads and narco traffickers in Honduras now. It's Obama and Hillary. We're doing it. And, you know, we didn't have to support that coup at all or the aftermath. And then what's going to happen?
One thing that's kind of paralyzed the left is an unbelievable fear of being labeled a racist at a cocktail party.
We have a disproportionate amount of impact on other countries, go out of their way to make them poor because we want to exploit their resources and use them up here or whatever, we just don't want to share, you know, we have a responsibility to think of human rights and quality of life, not just in this country, but in all countries.
Yeah, but
in
why?
Part
but
because we have more power to help change that, too.
Okay, well, we have more power to do it, but it's a little paternalistic to say we control the world, we run everything, and we can do everything. I happen to believe that people are very intelligent and that they could do things in their country to improve it, but their country is wildly
if the
corrupt.
Interlocking wealthy elite would let them, and
that's
that
right.
and that corruption is exactly the kind of corruption American big business wants, or it wouldn't be there.
Are Mexican people less racist than white people?
It depends on the individual.
If you actually believe in equality, you'd have to believe that there are about the same number of racists in every racial group.
Doesn't mean we have to be one of them.
No, it doesn't, but it does mean that white people take a lot of heat for how racist we're supposed to be. I'm not sure that black people are not just as racist as we are, or that Mexican people are not just as racist as we are, or that Chinese people are not just as racist as we are. In fact, there's a lot of proof that they are. Do you think white people are more racist overall than other cultures?
I think it depends on the individual.
Okay, so your answer would be no. We're not more racist than other countries.
I don't have the scientific stuff in front of me to measure.
Are you guilty to be an American or to be a white person?
I think everybody is.
I'm not. I don't really feel that guilt. And I don't feel guilt at being an American. And I don't feel guilt at being white. But I do feel badly about the actions of our upper class. I feel badly about the actions of corporate America. And I think they're wrong. But I don't think they're any worse than the actions of corporate Russia, corporate Mexico, corporate Indonesia.
I'm not sure you can measure it anymore because a lot of it is the same corporate network anyway. It's not capitalism anymore, it's feudalism.
This is new feudalism on Radio Like You Want.
Jello. Give it up for Jello right there, everybody. New Feudalism. That's from the No WTO combo. That crazy gig he played in Seattle back in 1999 with, who was in that band?
I don't know, but Jello was right there in the epicenter of the original anti-corporate modern movement.
Yeah, all the chaos is breaking loose. They had the riot police credit. Out. I mean, if you're going to go see Jello, that's how you want to go down to the gig.
That's right. All power to the people.
Good interview there, man. Another fantastic one from you. Of course, we heard a lot of Jello squeezed in there. We heard some stuff that he did with the Melvins. We heard a bit of his brand new one, Shock You Pie. It's a bit of a long tune, so we had to nip it in the bud a bit. He dug out some weird track from this guy, Nicodemus. I guess Nick of Detroit, he also goes by. Ballad of Reptile James. And that was an edit from that one as well. The Healers, we heard in there. That's the old pre-Dead Kennedys Jello.
Original Jello. This is like Jello in his formative years.
That was that weird school bus kind of spoken word thing. Him and a buddy of his back in Boulder put that together. And some DK in there as well. Lard and et cetera, et cetera. You know the drill.
You're glossing over Lard with Al Jurgensen, Mike.
Radio like you want.
About time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. And suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally he began to brag a little the next day.
Does one man assert his power over another? By making him suffer. Obedience is not enough. Unless he is suffering, how can you be sure that he is obeying your will and not his own? Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing. Do you begin to see then what kind of world we are creating? It is the exact opposite of the stupid hedonistic utopias that the old reformers imagined. A world of fear and treachery and torment, a world of trampling and being trampled upon, a world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progress in our world will be progress toward more pain. The old civilizations claimed that they were founded on love and justice. Ours is founded upon hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an annual formality like the renewal of a ration card. We shall abolish the orgasm. Our neurologists are at work upon it now. There will be no loyalty except loyalty toward the party. There will be no love. There will be no laughter except the laugh of triumph over a defeated enemy. There will be no art, no literature, no science. When we are omnipotent, we shall have no more need of science. There will be no distinction between beauty and ugliness. There will be no curiosity, no employment of the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, always there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and constantly growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Forever.
Power is in inflicting pain and humiliation. Power is in
forever.
Tearing human minds
forever.
To pieces.
Forever. That's your life flag. That's the life Jell-O has mapped out for you.
Jell-O, it's just going to be a rat eating your face with a boot.
Forever. The Ventures right there with the bat from what my favorite, all-time favorite Ventures record, Ventures in Space, 1963. So much good stuff going on that record. But, of course, we had the Muckety Muck It Up with my crazy sound clips. Before
People
that,
talk about the British invasion, but, I mean, the Ventures actually went to space. I mean,
see?
That's so much more.
See how forward-thinking they were, goddammit?
It's American ingenuity once again, Mike.
Zen Gorilla, talking about all-time faves. This is a band that every time I went to their show, Jell-O, right up front.
Great
loving
live
these guys.
Band.
Plus, they
I
were
saw
on
these guys several times. Yeah,
on AT, and that's a kind of an obscure one right there, at least as a 5-inch single, vinyl only, from Alternative Tentacles, one-sided. So Mama's Little Rocket, a Little Richard cover.
It's a 5-inch, Mike. That was all I could muster that day.
Now, have you ever released a 5-inch record?
I have indeed. There was an Underworld single on Sub Pop that was a 5-inch. But, you know, one day I...
Holy, oh, what
Lord
the...
Almighty, Mike. It came from the garage. Oh!
The voice coming to you this week. Train to Disaster from 1966. Go!
I'm kids in high school in our 50 largest cities won't graduate from high school. What are they going to do? And these are the kinds of things that I can say to that audience that they nod their head and say, yeah, I think you're right. What he's going to do, by the way, is try and vilify me as someone who's been successful or who's you know, closed businesses or laid people off and isn't even an evil bad guy. And that may work.
Since time immemorial, every society throughout history has been plagued by the problem of teenagers. They talk back, disobey their parents, torment their teachers, and loiter on street corners in packs with seemingly nothing to do. But there's a mission here, and a pecking order, to score some grass, pop some uppers or some downers, doobies, bennies, reds, drinking until they pass out, not like the respectable boys and girls who, like their parents before them, chase each other's tails at all-night keggers in the park. No, these are the party kids, the bad apples, the ones you wouldn't want your son or daughter to know, let alone become. You see them on the sidewalks, in every town or city in this great land, panhandling, selling methamphetamines, failing to control their dogs as they attack innocent family pets out on a leash for a walk. There's more and more of them each day. Police chiefs and mayors have thrown up their hands on what to do with the mushrooming hordes of throwaway kids. Our president says church is the answer, or a tour of duty to make adults out of them in our armed forces, defending freedom from enemies and terror worldwide. But in the meantime, today's loafers and delinquents continue to be tomorrow's drain on society, order, and beauty. Unless a solution can be found somewhere deep down in what's left of our hearts.
You'll find it on their back. Central City Starvation. It's a production line. Shake the mind. Beat down brainwashing visible people. Don't see them or acknowledge them. Grass stained pants. Dirty neck Vietnam vets. Bruised knees. Desert storm. Dirty fingernails. Grease. Empty eyes. Less dollar signs. America's least wanted. Past. Present. Future. Husband hating, keep your wife abusing shirts on. Child beating, exchanging of the drugs. Stop. What you gonna do about the man in black? Can't fight back with your hands behind your back. The segment of cops, features, black, white, brown. Don't go to that part of town. Bars, dope. Joy juiced auto human wreckage.
I remember you, and you remember me. The rotten apple on your family tree. I'm the one you laid off from that job last year. You're the one who promised it to disappear. Wow, look at me now, you and your wrinkled brow. You're the kind who really killed my way of life.
own little tricks. Yeah, and I found out that money's the only difference between you and me. I fixed that, and now you work for my company. I remember you and you remember me. I'm the rotten apple on your family tree. I was the blackest sheep in society. Yeah, I'm a rotten apple on your family's tree.
This is Adam Parfrey from Feral House. My guilty pleasure is Rubber Room by Porter Wagoner.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction.
Mike, it's Porter Wagoner. He's down in the rubber room.
It's the rubber room.
What a classic song. Too bad we had the muckety muck it by talking over it. For that, off Rotten Apple, off the Compared to What 7-inch Throw Rag. Before that, Children of the Secret State featuring the one and only Jello Biafro and Keith Morris. And our It Came from the Garage. Before that, The Voice, Train to Disaster from 1966. Blag, we're up to date and out of time.
Well, you know, you can get a hold of us on the interweb, radiolikeyouwant.com. There's a download every 2 weeks, every other Friday. We're bi, Mike. We're bi-weekly on Radio.
We went bi a long time ago. Got too lazy to be weekly. But it's got all the podcasts from way back in time. Two years worth.
Interviews at radiolikeyouwant.com is where you hit us up with requests for all of the features, for new stuff, for old stuff, and for everything in between. Mike, you've created a monster here, another classic.
That's right. Well, big thanks to Jello.
Jello.
Keep tuning in. No Effects coming up. Valiant Thor, Pansy Division. We got it all coming your way.
Constitutionality.
Throw them all in the goddamn rubber rooms.
Trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room. A psycho. I'm in the rubber room.
Greedy worldwide.